Welcome to Cleveland Browns. Today, Nathan's girl alongside Matt Wilhelm. The Browns beaten 30-0 at home yesterday by the Cincinnati Bengals. Nothing went right. They were beaten in every phase of the game, Matt. It's one of those games that you probably just want to forget about as soon as possible.
There was, and I think it's going to be very hard to swallow as a player, but I think for me watching the game and really diving into how it got so bad, I think it reflects on the coaches in this case, and I think in both cases it's the coordinators. Jim O'Neill not able to stop the run, not able to get pressure on Andy Dalton consistently, and then we were so excited for Johnny Manziel and how he was going to be used, and we speculated about it for weeks, and especially last week once he was solidified the starter. And I just don't think, I thought that, you know, some of the sets we were in were ordinary. I don't think they worked into the favor of his skill set. We didn't see him hit the edge one time, you know, dash or roll out or bootlegs, which is what this offense had been accustomed to. And we changed a lot in a short week, and we only gave him a little bit. And we struggled, and when we struggled, the Bengals capitalized. It was drive after drive, and again, 70 plays versus 40 plays, someone's going to come out on top.
No question, and it was the Bengals physically dominant at the point of attack on both sides of the ball. So the question is, where do you go from here? How do you regroup and get ready for Carolina?
Well, I think it's the leaders in this locker room, and I think Tashawn Gibson creeping back into game shape, Carlos Dansby coming back. Those guys, as we thought Johnny Manziel might be that jolt, I think they'll be the jolt of leadership that might have been missing here in this 3-4 game stretch of tough games for the Cleveland Browns. We knew the end of the season was going to be tough, so I just hope that those leaders come in and really rally, because they are accomplishing something great here in Cleveland. Again, if it's a 9-7 or 8-8, whatever it might be, they're taking a huge step in the right direction, and they want to close the season and capitalize on that winning feeling that you hear Coach Pettine talk about.
That's right. You want to end the season on a positive note. Listen, there's not a whole lot of analysis here. The Browns were beaten in every respect by the Cincinnati Bengals 30-0. It was not the debut Johnny Manziel wanted. He was obviously very disappointed after that game, and now they've got to get back to work this week, turn right the ship coming in on Wednesday, get ready for Carolina, and try to move forward. But it was the worst game of the season. No way to sugarcoat it. 30-0, Bengals in First Energy Stadium, and the Browns will have to look to get back to their winning ways this Sunday against Carolina. For Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thank you for watching Cleveland Browns Today. Keep it tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com for all your latest Browns news and notes.